What's going on, TSP Nation? And welcome for another episode of TSP.
Episode 171, it's just the OG3, baby, this week. And we have a loaded one for you. Bobby Hall's Lowe's saga story finally comes to a bitter end. And I do ask, is this Bobby's Lowe's part of his life? We talk nostalgia in the good old days. We had some crazy weather in Ohio this past week. We go around the mill with a couple of topics such as D-Lo the Cartnark at Meyer and Troy. The 24 gadget man Bruno Mars might be $50 million in debt. Little Caesars getting a little crazy with a new menu item. And for the first time since 1996, WWE is hosting SummerSlam back in Cleveland, Ohio. And we wrap it all up with a little thing we like to call TSP Tiers, where we tier this week McDonald's breakfast items. All that and a whole lot more on episode 171 of TSP. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a comment, thumbs up, and smash that subscribe button if you haven't already. It helps us out with the algorithms, and we do appreciate that and love and support. That's going to do it for me here in the production booth. Enjoy the episode, and take it away, Sav.
You are now tuned in. 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 You are now tuned in to the TSP. Got the game in our hand like a PSP. Bob Dylan Joe, one hell of a show. All the mother podcasts, let it go. That y'all recording, boring, got a snoring. TSP hitting like T early in the morning. Been doing all things since 2019. Pay respect, bow down, baby, kiss the ring. Take a second, enjoy the moment. You witnessing greatness. Still welcome if you new, forgiving your lateness. You streaming in your car, then let it ride. If you on the YouTube, like the video, subscribe.
Yes, sir. TSP episode 171. I'm your host, Bobby Hall, and with me, as always, my co-host Dylan Savage and Joe the Greek. Got some kind of music playing here. What's this for?
St. Patrick's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I didn't catch it. Yeah, sure. I'm wearing red. Whoops.
Hey, it's all right. TSP's green. Fit the theme. I
mean, yeah.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, you got green chair. You got green on your shirt, Joe. I'm the only one fucking up. Somebody pinch me.
Oh, that's weird.
So you're going to do a little Lord of the Dance, D-Lo? Oh, baby.
Oh, God.
Yes, Sirski. Hey! There he is.
Don't eat shit on the carpet, please.
Look, please do. That's it.
Yeah,
oh, no. That's that fucking wait. That's the grand finale right there.
Fucking river danced his ass off right there.
I just kicked the shit out of the table leg.
Yeah, one of those ones where it doesn't hurt for like 20 seconds and then it just comes pouring in. Those are the worst.
It's all right. I'll probably look down, my toe's crooked.
Yeah, dude, I kind of forgot. I haven't really done any St. Patrick's stuff in quite some time.
Were the meat guys barbecuing any corned beef?
No. I'm doing
ribs.
Beef, straight beef. Got a chuck roast going.
Gotcha.
Smoke some cheese.
Little poor man's brisket type shit.
Dude, it's so good, though. Like, I'd almost rather do that.
I got it coated in some Montreal steak seasoning. It looks great. I'm going to try to slice it up into some sandwiches. Looking forward to it. So, but unfortunately, I think today starts the weak cold spell that we're going to be in the midst of. We've really been, Thursday sucked.
I don't even look. Other than that, how bad it's about to be.
Pretty nice. Not terrible. I mean, for March, it's like high 30s, low 40s all week.
That's not bad.
I mean, we've just been getting spoiled the last couple of weeks. You know, a couple of 60s. We had a 70-degree day.
70, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of weather,
but you, I seen you weren't super far away from, was it Indiana Lake or whatever that place was in Ohio that got smashed by some tornadoes. I was looking up that shit up, and I seen I seen Troy wasn't super far, but
about like 30, 35 miles. So about like 30 minutes up the road. They got absolutely smacked. It didn't help that it was a trailer park either, unfortunately.
Ugh. I think they like
that was like what? I think they calculated 8 confirmed tornadoes on the ground that night in the state of Ohio, like throughout Ohio. And I think 3 of them were in my area. So like one was like actually right by the west side of Pickwell, which is 10 minutes up the road from me on 75. Like the last town you kind of go through before you get to me if you're going southbound. And it picked up right before it got to downtown Pickwell. So that was kind of crazy. And yeah, I think they confirmed like what? Yeah, like 8 tornadoes, which in the entire, I think we're at like 16 confirmed tornadoes in 2024 in Ohio. And the yearly average is 19. So if that tells you anything, we're cooking. Only March, and only like already like
3 Ohio in the last, I don't know, 15 years has become like Tornado Alley all of a sudden. So yeah, it kind of sucks.
You would think so, but yeah, Tornado Alley.
See, I'll take it though because we don't have like rattlesnakes and scorpions. You know what I mean? I'll take bad weather over that shit. I don't know about you guys.
A tornado over a rattlesnake.
No, what I'm saying is I don't have to check my fucking shoes before I put them on. If there's a goddamn funnel web spider in that bitch.
With that context, I 100% agree. Otherwise, one versus the other.
I guess I agree until it hits me.
Yeah, I'd rather fight a bear than have a tornado. No, man, I'm just saying we don't have any, like, big fucking predators or no shit like that.
Yeah.
We also get shit weather, but we get good weather. And, you know. I'll take
Because we had more tornadoes confirmed on the ground that Thursday night, 8, than the entire Tornado Alley had combined. Like all those states that are in Tornado Alley, more west of us, more Midwest, combined in 2024.
Is that flex or not? Is that not good? You know,
I mean, it's what
like, I don't like
for the 8 places that
is that a shit, you know, flex? Yeah,
touch down at.
Yeah, I got actually a video of the storm rolling in. Like, I was on the back porch, and there's like, damn, dude, it's like a fucking strobe light mess out there.
This is a D-Lo exclusive?
This is a D-Lo exclusive off my phone. I videotaped the storm rolling in.
His hand's right next to the tornado, like a steak.
No. I don't have anything of the tornado, no. But this is it rolling into our area.
Hail's hitting his fucking back of his hand.
Yeah, so here's the D-Lo exclusive. Our county's Tornado Alley or tornado siren.
You heard it,
but it is a strobe light. It was a strobe light all night.
When I went through this little spell where I couldn't sleep very well, and I would turn on 10 hours of that shit on YouTube. Works like a charm.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Yeah, that shit. Cool.
I like watching the storms. It's like the dad to me or something.
Right, you're outside, everybody else is inside scared.
Like that shit. Watching the rain, storms and shit. Yeah, I mean, Thursday and I think a lot of Friday too, if I remember. We just got a lot of rain, dude. I got a lot of rain. I came home the one day, I think it was Thursday, and yeah, the backyard, I'd never seen it like that. It was just like half a lake.
You got catfish in there now?
I think they had, the video of that Wapak tornado.
Wapak.
Like it formed in someone, like some farmer's backyard. And it's like right before like it hit the. Yeah, here it is right here. It's like right before it hit that, that Indian Lake trailer park that you guys were just mentioning. So here. Do that. And then. So many marks there. Boom.
shit.
That's a big fucking tornado, dude.
It looks huge. This far away, how big is it?
And just ripping shit up like it's paper.
Is that the tornado? That's the tornado. Oh my.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear these people.
No.
Stupid ass statement.
Question. Is that the tornado?
Nah, man. It's a parade of storm clouds. Fucking idiot.
I'd be too much of a fucking pussy to be recording. Maybe the second one was a little bit further away, but that first one, I'm like, that. I'm hunkering down.
Yeah, I don't know if it caught it like its formation, but it pretty much formed within like 5-10 seconds. So like, there's people had no idea, no sense of prepared by the time it's like radar indicated. If you're watching the news about these things, it's like you're already getting torn up at that point. But yeah,
sad, natural disasters are something crazy, man.
It's definitely.
I remember like the one that happened around here. A bunch of us were at a graduation party. I remember our guys, Campbell and Griff. They were leaving our friend's graduation party because the weather was starting to get shitty, but obviously none of us knew what the fuck was going on. They drove back to Campbell's house, and I think they missed that bitch by maybe 5 or 10 minutes. It tore through his neighborhood, and like, it was wild, dude. I remember driving through that shit after just seeing all kinds of down power lines and trees and shit, and I was like being in a movie, man.
Like the one that hit your school. Your high school back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Is that the one? And then you drive by, there's just fucking buses all over the property, you know, on their side. And
bus upside down in your gymnasium.
Under rubble. Yeah, the neighborhood, the one main strip in Millbury, it was just got torn up, man. Scary.
Yeah. Fuck around with those things. Wind and water, they cause a lot more damage than you'd think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in Japan, where I got all my family and shit, like they, you know, sometimes face tsunamis and stuff and so, shit like that. And I couldn't even imagine because, like, the power that water has is just because there's that one. Where was that at? Actually, it was the one in Japan that it started a whole like nuclear thing too. It was from a nuclear
reactor
or some shit. Something like that. Yeah. And I watched, it was just gigantic, man. It was just pushing buildings over like it was nothing. Just all this fucking water coming from the ocean. Can't do shit to stop it. Be scary as fuck.
Yeah, hey, March 11th, 2011.
Like climate change, man. Starting to increase the weather patterns. Seeing more frequent tragedies in weather or weather-related tragedies and more intensified weather. I mean, people that don't believe in climate change, I mean, I don't know what more proof you need.
I feel like it's always going to change, or it is changing. You know what I mean?
Well, like, yeah, I think so too, yeah. As Earth evolves and weather pattern shifts and all that kind of stuff. I mean, just look at the winter we just had. I think the average temp had been like in the 50s, it felt like.
I don't know. I almost feel like, this might sound crazy, but maybe I just wasn't paying attention when I was a kid, but like, does winter feel like it shifted months on you? Like it used to, like November used to be like snowed out, December the same thing, and then now it almost feels like November is more of a all fall to me. At least past little bit has been. You know what I mean? A little bit warmer, no real snow, just leaves on the ground, shit like that. And then like now it'll snow in March.
I just felt like back when, I mean,
it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's dumb. But yeah, I mean, I feel like we had more definitive seasons, like of equal.
Yeah, that's lengths. What I mean. Like, yeah, new, like 3-3-3.
Yeah, summer was summer.
I think it is still, it's just everything's pushed back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What I meant. Yeah, it's like all rotated, like, you know, a couple months to the side.
Right. And who knows? It may have always done this. I mean, the Earth's so fucking old that it's like, maybe it's just this part of the cycle, and it just.
Well, then we had an ice age, so it's not crazy to think about having a heat age, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. when it comes new weather, comes new diseases and viruses.
That's not what I'd worry about.
And animals. Right. You might gonna have to get rattlesnakes. Rattlesnakes might be coming to Ohio if it gets a little hot.
Don't tell me that.
Just start checking your shoes.
Fucking tarantula in there and shit. What is this, New Mexico? What the hell? Man, I'm telling you, that shit freaks me out, man. I don't want no part of that.
It's like that meme of a fat ass infected toe. And it's like, I put my shoe on without looking. And like for a week straight. You gotta bat that shit out.
Tap it. You know, like put Vaseline on your bedpost so a scorpion don't climb up in there. You're doing that shit.
Something about like eating 7 spiders in your lifespan while you're sleeping.
I'm probably way more. I see my big dumb mouth open. You know? Probably fucking mouse ran in there at one point. Who knows? Imagine that, waking up, fucking rodent in your mouth.
No thanks.
Anyways, let's get the
fuck. So I got some news, boys. You guys, everyone's been following along with my Lowe's saga, as I've been calling it. And it finally came to what I call a bitter end this week, but it came to an end. So, Dylan, did you think of any new puns you got in the holster for towards the end of the story? Or
oh no,
Lowe's and behold,
I didn't mean to steal your thunder there. I felt it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was you threw me a little softball right down the center, so. I had to go for it, but you know, you caught it. It was pre-production, so the audience didn't hear it, but I was just going to ask, you know, would you say this was the Lowe's part of your life? So.
There we go.
But, I mean, it doesn't have the same effect for me anymore.
I'm saying, Lowe's and behold, you're still having a bad time.
That's a good one.
I've been a dad for a while, so it's starting to happen to me, you know?
It just, yeah, it comes naturally.
Shit jokes. It was in tears.
That is actually fire, okay?
Dude, hey, I will tell you right now, it's an underrated joke, unfortunately.
It is, but...
It went over too many heads.
I think that's the problem. That's why it might be too good, is you have to explain it, and it's not...
I didn't explain it. It just took a second for people to catch on.
They're probably like, they might have just
uncomfortably laughed. So but it's still good that you didn't stop and be like, explain it, because then...
Yeah, that could kill the joke. Yeah.
But I think maybe later on in the night people probably realize, but yeah, underrated joke. But anyways, so last week I tell you guys how I, you know, the whole thing with the hopper being put in backwards and shit. So I call them, they're supposed to deliver me a third grill. Everything's supposed to be put together. You know how it's supposed to be finally. Well, I get a call Monday and the manager says, yeah, so the grill that we had get sent here from whichever store showed up. Fucker's damaged. So we can do a couple of different things here. I don't know what you want to do. I don't know if you just want us to refund you the money. We'll come take the grill. Or what do you want to do here? So I'm like, I was just so fucking over it, dude. And I told you guys, the only thing that was ever wrong with it was just that hopper, because I had to fucking tear the bitch out. So it just looked like shit. And it was just bent up and warped and stuff. So I was like, is the hopper in this motherfucker? Like, how's that? Because if that's okay, let's just swap it. We'll call it good, because I'm just tired of dealing with you guys. So they went and looked, sent me some pictures, looked A-okay, you know, perfect right out the box. So that's what I ended up doing. I ended up driving to Alexis Road, swapped the fucking hopper out, and then just bid them adieu. Rest in piss, Lowe's. And I got the hopper. It's a brand new one. Got it in there. Put it in there correctly, of course. And we're just running with what we got. So. That's why I call it a bitter, because they're supposed to send me that, you know, that other grill. I mean, because there are a little couple nicks and stuff in there, because, you know, I had to do what I do. I had to go fucking Hulk mode to get that bitch out, just because it was, you know, all bent up and stuff from being heated up a few different times. So
that's the current status.
It's not terrible. It doesn't look terrible. You know, it doesn't look that bad. So I'm just kind of going to roll.
It's working, though.
It works.
Because if you think about it, it's going to get dinged up eventually. I mean, I know you're not trying to get it out of the box scratched and shit.
Yeah.
But it is a backyard tool, essentially. It's going to.
That's how I was looking at it. Plus, I was just, these guys just don't give a fuck about anything, apparently, clearly. I mean, And I guess the nice thing is I saved somebody else from wherever store that was from. I just saved somebody from wasting their money to buy some fucking piece of shit that they just, you know, threw around and, I don't know, smashed with a hammer on the way to the Alexa store. Who the fuck knows?
But they're just a guy in the back of the trucks that just hits shit with the, yeah, the sledgehammer.
Yeah, dude.
He's just back there. That's
what they're hired to do.
Yeah.
And then, just from here on out, if I do Menards, Home Depot, whatever the fuck, anywhere I'm going to get a Costco, you know, big ticket item that needs some sort of assembly, I'm going to go pick the bitch up and, you know, we'll put it together. I'll just have, you know, one of my friends come and fuck with it. Because then I'll know it's going to get done, done right and not get beat the fuck up. So, I mean, just a shit experience. I mean, like I said, they did shave the two hondo off, so I am appreciative of that, but what a nightmare, man. So,
and they better have shaved that money off. You basically got a floor model.
Yeah. I almost was like, you guys might have to throw some else on top of this, but I just was so over it. I'm like, just give me the fucking hopper and I'm out of here. So that's what it is. So, and then because my neighbor, he just got a Pit Boss, and he was smart and went and picked it up himself, so he needed help unloading off his truck at his house, so I helped him do that, and then he came to help me lift mine up onto my back porch, because that was like 300 pounds, yeah, so I finally have it on my porch. But the funny thing about that now, yeah, where I have my old grill, and the ironic part of that is I sort of regret doing that, because I think where I had it before, it was kind of getting some of the wind blocked. So I almost wish that I didn't put it back up there, because it seems to be getting hit with more wind. But I am not moving that bitch again, because that took everything I had, and I was fucking, my lower back felt like it was on fire. So
what Pit Boss did he get? Something big?
It was kind of big. I don't remember which one it was, but because he had, what was the other one? Not Traeger. What's the other? I can't remember which one he had, but he said it only lasts like 2 or 3 years. He had to replace it pretty quick. No.
That's what you got, right? You got a Triangular, right? Yeah. What is that? Komodo Joe or whatever the hell they call it. That's one.
Maybe it was a Pit Boss. I don't know. I don't know why I'd want to buy a second. I can't remember, but yeah, he said the previous one only lasted 2 or 3 years and he had to replace the bitch. So.
Damn.
But
I wonder if he took care of it too, you know what I mean? Or I don't know what went out. I'm just thinking out loud, speculating.
Right.
You know, cause some people are cool with just destroying their shit.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, that's fine. It's your money, your shit. Do what you want. I just can't do that around here. That's why I do my research about the one I wanted, you know? Like you did. Like you were looking up your shit probably for what, a month ahead of time? At least.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably about that long. Yeah. So. But yeah, glad that's over. I mean, I love this thing. I've been using it, you know, quite a bit. Yeah, we'll just roll with what we got. I mean, it's under warranty now, so whatever fucks up now, it's on Chargirl's ass. But hopefully, hey, there's no more.
Do you get any like charcoal residue out to the middle with the fan going and shit? Is there anything that I never
not
like,
that I know? Not anything that I can't just because I got a shop vac.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I meant like when you're cooking. Like, so if I let mine like heat up, and mine has a little slider right above the fire pot. I'm not totally sure how yours works, right? I'm imagining it's very similar to the pellet. So like right above the fire pot, you can pull the slider, little plume thing or whatever, flute. Like if I leave it open too long, I get a lot of like wood burn off, like dust. Like ash, but it's more wood than ash, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what happens to your shit or not.
But I haven't noticed anything, though.
Because that's, I don't know. I might have to grab one of those, too. Charcoal's good. It tastes yummy.
Yeah.
At least for beef, like steak, it's real good. I like the way those.
It's great, dude. I just love that I don't got to stand over that bitch. I mean, not that I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's just part of the grilling, you know, experience sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that's like as American as it fucking gets. Deal, you know what it is. You're still, you got a regular charcoal grill. You know what it's like standing over that bitch proudly. But at the same time, when you throw in some ribs or something that's going to take all day, just the fact that I can, you know, go fuck off for an hour and then come back.
Dude, it's all. I'm going to do rims a day. I'm going to be gone 3 hours messing around. Come back.
I don't got to stoke the fire or anything. Like, you know, you put what you need in there and yeah, it's
I awesome. Like that we're at a point. I like that we're at a point where you can do shit with Bluetooth or over Wi-Fi. Yeah. You know, like I can check temperatures. Like I was telling you guys before we started recording or whatever. I could check my temps while I'm at work. I can make sure it's still running. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know, or overnight when I had a brisket going. You know, still, you know, it's 165. Gotta wait, you know. While laying in bed. That's nuts, dude.
I have to get up while you're at work.
Yeah, change the temp or whatever the fuck. I can shut the fucker off, you know?
That's what's up. If it's I wasn't Jamie was at home while I was doing it. I was not like leaving my grill running, you know. Like a fucking psycho.
Yeah, I'm talking to a bunch of doing that. Bunch of guys were asking me about it yesterday because everyone's kind of pretty intrigued by it because seems like a lot of people right now are kind of in the market for a pellet or even maybe what I got. I mean, it's that time of year anyway, and we're getting, you know, springtime and stuff. But, our guy, Paul Tippy, shout out to him. He had a bunch of leftover walleye from last year, so he had a good old fish fry. And we went over yesterday, and he beer battered a bunch of fish, and it was absolutely dynamite. And I don't like to go to these kind of things empty-handed, so... I made made some French onion meatballs as a little hors d'oeuvre or, you know, a little side pot. And I just basically, I found this recipe and it sounded pretty good, pretty easy too. You just got to throw in, you know, your frozen meatballs, cut up a couple onions, and then I grabbed four cans of Campbell's French onion soup, pour that in there, let that cook on low for like 3-4 hours. And then you'll take about four blocks of this. Kroger has this like cheddar Gruyere mixed. It's like a cheese, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to get the real ass Gruyere, but that shit's like $10 a block. And I'm like, I'm not spending $50, you know, for these fucking guys.
I use that shit when thing.
I will.
I made those meatballs.
But so I bought the shit and it basically tasted about the same, to be honest. So, and it was substantially cheaper. So I just hand grated a bunch of that. And after the 4 hours, threw it on top, you know, like you would, you know, throw your cheese on top of your French onion soup. And it was fucking dynamite, man. It was got a lot of compliments on that. So that's always, you know, a good feeling. But the fish fry was great. He hand cut a bunch of fries, too. I made this homemade tartar sauce that was, you know, pretty banger. And it was a good time. It was the first time I got with a lot of those guys since the turkey fry here back in November. So. It was a nice time to hang out with everybody. Plus, everyone brought their kids and stuff, dude. And I don't know. At one point, like, there's about three or four of us just standing together, watching our kids play together. And I was like, that, you know, this is pretty fucking cool, man. This is the kind of shit, you know, you picture in your mind, you know, when you're growing older, that with your boys and stuff, you kind of see the next generation of the crew there. So that was a kind of a cool little moment there. And yeah, man, fun little time. It was actually a little gusty yesterday, and then of course we had a little more rain. But until about 7 o'clock at night, it was actually a pretty decent day, other than the wind. So we lucked out. But yeah, it's always a good time getting together over at the Tippies. And he was a maestro, man. He actually cooked the hand cut fries and some beef tallow, so it was a little extra, a little flavor. He bought some beef tallow from Frobo's, and I told him he needed fucking save all that. So after he was, it was all said and done, he was spooning the shit back out and putting it back in the container, because I told him probably use that shit, you know, at least a couple more times. It was like $10 a container. He bought like four or five containers. Like, shit, save that. But yeah, man, that was a good time. And got to see my childhood best friend. Shout out to my guy Zach. Went down to see him in Bowling Green on Tuesday or Wednesday, and got to catch up with him. He's been on the show before, like season two. It's been a while. So he's like an assistant, like strength and conditioning coach over, you know, for college football. Ole Miss. So he doesn't get a whole lot of free time. So he popped in there and asked if I want to come hang out for a little bit. So I went down there. We got some poly eyes. I don't know if you guys ever had campus poly eyes breadsticks. They're stuffed breadsticks. Phenomenal. But that was actually the first time we went to his parents' house. That was the first time I've been there in like almost 20 years. So that was kind of a trip. As soon as you walk in, you just kind of remember, like, my memories just started flooding in and stuff. So it was wild.
Weird feeling, isn't it?
It was cool. It was really weird, dude. It was just like, as soon as I walked in, man, it was just like, holy shit. I remember everything, man. And it was cool, man. It was much needed, you know? The couple of that and just yesterday, you know, because these days we're getting older. Everyone's doing their own thing, families, yada, 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 whole nine yards. So it's getting rarer and rarer where, you know, you get to, especially with everybody, you get everybody together. So you definitely, you appreciate it, you know, way more now than you probably did previously, just because back then we're fucking hanging out 24/7 basically. So
you had all the free time in the world, man.
Now it's like, you know, seasonally, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I all those guys, most of them, I think, it had been since like November or December. Mm. And then after that, probably won't be until, you know, by summer. But the difference is, you know, you talk to all these people, you know, pretty much every day via text or group chats or whatever the fuck. And that's why, you know, I love doing this too, you know, but obviously, you know, being in person and shit, hanging out, kicking it is where it's at.
Can't beat it. Can't fucking beat it. That's what sucks about constantly moving away and all that stuff. It's like you graduate high school, that's when you find like the biggest drop off. And then and you move away, and it's like I mean, obviously you gain some in your new areas and stuff like that, but it's never gonna like ever be like their childhood, you know.
True.
Nostalgia is a weird drug.
It's a cool one, though.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Just like the, you know, and you guys are on TikTok all the time. Like, you know, I'm talking about the nostalgia videos where they have that do, do, do,
do, do, do. Yeah.
Like nostalgia music. Something about, like, just the music. I think that's
the Donkey Kong. Oh, the Donkey music. Kong.
Yeah.
Such a nostalgia.
No, 100%. So as soon as you hear that, yeah, definitely, it definitely
like a time travel.
I've seen some shit that makes me sad, though. I'm like, fuck, man, I'll never have that again. Not necessarily sad, but like, you know, like, fuck.
No, it's definitely sad. It's 100% sad.
Doritos 3D. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Like, damn, dude, like, it's like things that you didn't know was going to be the last time you ever done.
Or like, this is going to, like, I just remember stupid shit, like, I had a friend when we were young. He worked at a convenience store after school. And I remember he would bring us the cherry Cokes, right, in the can. But it was always that black can with the white writing, you know, like the white little design on it. And I don't know why that always, if I see it, it always reminds me of that. You know, we do that, fuck around on some bikes, play some StarCraft, drink the freshly stolen cherry Coke. You know? Fuck yeah. Yeah, dude.
Ah, man. I think my biggest time growing up was like all our friends would always like get like sleepovers over at the Traverse house because they lived at like this compound, like on a couple acres of land, like farm place where they had chicken coop and all that stuff. And that was always like the spot where they would have like fall get togethers, like for like the whole school. Yeah. They call them harvest parties. And shit was crazy, dude. Like, you just never know. Like, I couldn't tell you, like, remember the last time, like, it was like, oh, this is the last weekend at the Travers type deal, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, you don't know it's the last time, you know?
Yeah.
You never know that.
So, I guess that maybe that makes it better that way, because it's kind of like taking a Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Just take it off quick kind of thing, as opposed to, like, you know this is the last time, so it kind of makes that last time not as enjoyable as it would be if it was just a routine thing. So,
I don't know. It's a good time, though. I wouldn't 100%. Trade nothing in like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why, actually, speaking of, Paul Tippy, a.k.a. Bucky, that's where I met him, was at the Trevor compound.
Yeah, now I see two of the three brothers every damn day. You know what I mean? what a weird shift. Like, you hung out with them before, and I see them every day at work.
Oh, yeah. Good times. 100%.
Talking shit to them. You know what I mean? They're some good dudes.
Yeah, they are.
We gotta get the big dog on here for the end of the season, man. Gotta make it happen, D'Lo.
The big hot dog, you mean?
People always ask me when we're getting
Chipotle back on. Yeah.
Dude, he's like, we got like a work group chat, some boys and me, you know, me and the boys. And they talk about that shit once a week still. I don't know why they talk about it.
He's a big hit.
I guess, man. That just weirds me out that they're very concerned with it. Like, they really want to. I mean, do you just want to see it and get it over with? I'll ask him. He'll send you the link. I mean, just want to see it. Call it a day.
Yeah, I know he just, not just recently, time flies. I'm sure it was like, what, November maybe? November, something like that, late last year. He just had another baby, so.
Yeah. Number three, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah, number three. And then I'm hoping to get over there and hang out with him again with the crew. I know last time Matt couldn't make it, but.
Yeah, Matt's got five damn kids. That dude's always busy. Yeah, that dude's always busy. And they range from like, I don't know, it's like 10 on down, maybe 12. I can't remember. When he told me he had five kids, I just said, what? Relax, man.
Pull out game week.
Non-existent with five, dude. Yeah. Non-existent.
D'Lo, before we jump in the mill, I wanted to get just a tinge of football talk in for a second, just because there's a little news yesterday in the midst of that fish fry of about Justin Fields and the Steelers, and it's just wild. Like, this offseason so far, it's just been like AFC North, everyone's loading up, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the AFC North, I think like it's just a product of these teams like the Browns and, you know, your Bengals, your Ravens and Steelers. Like, they all feel like they're windows now and they have to build up, stock up, and, you know, chase the Kansas City Chiefs of the world. And I'm a Browns fan, obviously, but respect where it's due. I think it's a great move as far as from like a financial, you're not like hurting your team in any way financially with these moves for Pittsburgh signing Wilson. You're only paying them vet minimum, like 1.2, something like that, million a year. And then you get Fields for a, not this year, but next year, 2025, sixth round pick. The Bears absolutely fumbled his trade market value. Terribly, actually. This is no ifs, ands, buts about it. But Wilson will start this year. Probably be no QB competition unless Wilson sucks ass and or gets hurt. You probably won't even see Justin Fields unless he maybe has like some kind of red zone package as a runner. But like they do with, what is it, Taysom Hill or something like that up there or down there in New Orleans. But yeah, big news. Big news. I've seen a lot of pussy Browns fans on the internet being all like scared and saying this is my worst nightmare. And oh no, it's like, clearly Buckeyes fans drooling over the fact he was a Buckeye, but other than that, he hasn't really proved much. And
he hasn't had much though. I mean, the Bears really kind of did him dirty. I mean, he hasn't really had shit.
I mean, that's fair. He can definitely be more productive in Pittsburgh, no doubt.
2 years ago, I mean, he did all right. I mean, he had 1,000 yards on the ground. I mean, he did the best he could with what he had.
Right. Yeah, but I don't think he's good.
He's definitely a big upgrade from Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but I'm not. What I'm saying is he's not scared. I'm more scared about Pittsburgh's defensive upgrade. They got Patrick Queen.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole. It's just like the Steelers. That's the thing that sucks. I think everyone's just like kind of Pittsburgh. Every time like they got one foot out the door, they fucking just load back up, and then obviously they always do very well in the draft. So yeah, we'll see what else they do in the draft.
Where do they normally sit on the ranking for draft?
Like
are they mid-mid? Like or like yeah.
Last couple years they've been like middle of the pack or kind of maybe a little bit worse, but obviously for a while, like probably the last 20 years they've been towards the end, like 20s.
Damn.
Well, it just means they win a lot of games.
Yeah, that's what I know. They're not terrible, so
good. So that's the annoying part, is like the Browns. I mean, they still got some shit to do and stuff, but like they're turning a corner a little bit. But then of course at the same time, so is the whole fucking division. It's like Jesus Christ, but
I mean, that's what you
want to tell, right? We'll get into some more of that, you know, post draft. I know our boy Richie. I was talking to him yesterday at Paul's, and he was just really talking up the experience he had too. He had a lot of fun coming on, and he wants to get on and talk some Browns football and shit like that. So I told him, you know, after the draft or whatever, we'll bring him on and get his thoughts, and we'll see what's going on. But yeah, I just. That came out of nowhere yesterday too. It was like in the evening time all of a sudden. So I figured I'd get your little opinion on that. But
yeah, I think it's good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's glad to get the fuck out of Chicago. You know, what I mean?
Win-win.
So obviously, the writing was already on the wall with that Caleb Williams dude, but now it's like in ink or whatever that you like to say. So
in stone.
Basically, you know, Justin Fields, you gotta. Go home or go home, right?
100%. He's gonna go. He's gonna be going home for sure. Because I mean, Caleb Williams. I think it's gonna be he went. I don't know where he was, but he's like now minus 4,000 to be the first overall pick to the Bears. So whoever's holding on to those tickets for anyone else, good luck. He just donated to the sportsbook fund. But
yeah, glad to hear you're up too. By the way, speaking of,
I am. I am up. I didn't want to brag about it too much. I like bragging more about my losses because it's more entertaining for the people. No one wants to see me win.
More consistent is what you meant to say.
Nobody
but okay.
wants to see you win.
Yeah. People like
what kind of mentality is that? Nobody wants to see you win. What the fuck?
Hey, I'm haters out here. Yeah, dude. College basketball has been fun. It's been fun lately. I've been following it a lot more, getting better pulse on it, and may or may not have hit a nice little plus 1200 parlay, five legger. A couple of days ago. So yeah, I'm up trying to just build off that.
How many units did you put on that?
I put one unit, $10.
Ooh.
So it was like plus 12 and change. So it won like 130. Yeah. Something like that. I was feeling a little cocky. I was like, let's try this. And it got a little sweaty. It got a little sweaty there for a second. I needed a miracle from NC State. There in like the final like 30 seconds. They were down five and they hit a three. And they stole the inbound pass, got an easy layup, tied up the game, and it went to overtime, and they won. So it was definitely sweaty, and that's what betting's all about. If you're not sweating, I don't know. I mean, it's great winning money, but the sweats are definitely fun and entertaining. Makes sports just, I don't know, more enjoyable for me to watch. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
Just fucking inject that in my
games.
I have
a rehab for it, so you can rhyme all that.
Nah, I mean it's.
Not. Yeah, that last statement was a little concerning, but we'll let that one slide. but God, you're up, dude. You know, let's see.
Yeah, we up. We up.
Let's see. Perfect time to be up. Joe, you got your little background there. I don't know. You sent some shit in. I don't know. Dylan had put any of that stuff in your little system there.
He was busy sleeping.
Of his experiments this weekend. But let the people know what you got going on, man.
Oh, I cold smoked some cheese.
So like, explain that for.
So it's a little weird, right? You're not using like, you're like a heat source, right? You're not burning wood with like either your electric smoker, or your pellet, or your charcoal. You know, you're not actually burning. I mean, you are burning the wood, but you're not using heat, right? So it's a weird setup, man. I use my electric smoker, but it was unplugged. I used to use it as a rack system. You use like a smoke tube or a smoke box, fill it with our pellets or chips you want. Get that going, get it smoldering. And then you kind of just set the cheese in the top, let it absorb the smoke. But you got to keep it cold. So I have a little system where I have a tray of ice. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with how the electric smoker looks on the inside. It's a rack system. There's about three racks, you know, 5-6 inches apart. And then all the smoking stuff on the bottom, like the little hopper and the heat element. All I did was put the smoke tube on top of the heating element. Next rack was a tray full of ice. And I went all the way to the top and put my couple of blocks of cheese on there. And I let it roll, I think, for an hour and 20 on one side. Come out, flip it. And then there's moisture, like the oils and stuff come off the cheese. So you just got to wipe it off, let it keep going, take it out, wipe it off again, and then you vacuum seal it. And now I have to let it sit for like 10 to 14 days. That's the game plan. I guess that I've never done it, so I'm kind of winging it. But this, I guess it takes a little while for the cheese to absorb the smoke into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did basic shit. I did, hey, that's me. Copyright strike.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, we're going to jail now, dog. Yeah, bottom fucked. Right, bottom right. Yeah, but yeah. You see how much, how smoky that shit was?
Yeah.
Just what are you laughing about? Hey, goo. I try to time that up, kind of corny. I know you like that shit.
I love corn.
TikTok's on the outs. Maybe we'll probably be able to slide. They can't.
Yeah. What are we gonna move to, man? What reels? I don't know.
Nah, it's just a flex, and they're getting passed. No chance.
I don't know.
TikTok. They just want it to get sold. I think Activision's trying to buy it though. Last I heard,
the game company.
You mean, yeah. Microsoft?
I mean, whatever.
Microsoft bought Activision, right? Didn't they do that?
Well, still called Activision. Activision's trying to purchase.
Yeah,
TikTok.
Yeah. But if you think about
is
it,
is it
going to
be under the same name and stuff? Or are they going to try? Is it going to be changed the whole format? Because that'd be kind
of. I would assume it's probably under the same name, TikTok. Just keep it. It's under new American ownership. They just want it to be under American control.
So as long as you're American, you can steal everyone's identity.
That's what that's what your government wants. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, Microsoft bought Activision for $75 billion. So if that's a thing, and then Activision, in air quotes here, buys it. So Microsoft just bought it. That's a direct competition with Meta and shit. I wonder if that's probably what the move. You're probably right.
They have the money to do it. It's just the willingness of the current owner now.
I do think some of the hearings are ridiculous. The questions they
I mean, like the first couple times, I'm like, whatever. You know, back when like TikTok was more like dancing and stupid shit, like when it was getting threatened to get pulled off, I'm like, well, that sucks for these guys. Are gonna have to get fucking real jobs. But now there's like, because there's a lot of like small, like family owned, like businesses selling fucking sauces or
shit,
shirts and shit. So
dude, like, I bought like 5 or 6 shirts off of TikTok.
I mean, like TikTok shop can be a little annoying because they, you know, when they fucking shove that shit down your throat. But
yeah,
you do see some of these guys. Even, I mean, we got friends on there now. Yeah. See some of those guys, like that seems to be their like a big chunk of their side hustle. So, you know, like our boy, Young Johnston. So, big Walt.
He's got a nice promo.
Yeah, that newest
video
was
pretty sweet,
nuts.
Man. Check that podcast out whenever it drops.
Actually, I
they seem to.
Is that what it's for? I thought that's what I read, but I wasn't sure.
So he said some. I've never heard of the podcast, but he said he's going to be on an episode soon, and the video they did was pretty sweet. So
we got to have Dylan record a video next time.
I don't have it up here.
We have a guest, like a local.
If you're looking for, I don't know. I know it's on his Instagram. For sure.
Yeah.
I was on a Snapchat.
It sucks to think he's got like not nearly as many followers on Instagram in comparison to his TikTok.
Dude, seems like that's how it is across the board. Anyone that's got a high ass follower count on TikTok, like you go to any of their other socials, unless they're like top of the top.
Yeah.
It's a big ass drop off. Huge.
Yeah, because I'm going to see what he has right now on here. What's you have him on Instagram? I don't have Instagram on my phone.
Well,
yeah, he got 479,600 followers and 10 million likes on his TikTok.
Yeah, 6,000 on Instagram.
Yeah, Jesus, what a jump! I don't know. And I watch his YouTube because I do a lot more YouTube. I try to make sure I follow him on there, but I don't know if he's even close on there, which he's got good shit, you know? So I don't understand how it's, I don't know, maybe.
I think people, because a lot of, you got to think, most of these people, they're going to post the same stuff on the other pages.
Yeah.
So these guys are like, well, what's the point of following here if I'm just going to watch the same video over and over again?
I wish you did more long form videos.
My guess.
You're probably right. But he only has 1,000 on this. You know what I mean? 1.1.
Yeah, I don't know my Instagram password. Fuck it.
Fuck it. That's right, man. I just don't have it on,
have it on his actual TikTok. I see him on there too.
You saw it on there?
Yeah.
You sure? That's right. I just saw it.
I just looked on there. And I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't care. Fucking, I don't know. That's the thing about keeping apps logged in, I guess. You, over time, after multiple years, you forget your password.
Yeah, it's like his latest video.
Yeah, I sent it to you. You hillbilly.
Ain't gonna do me nothing. I gotta get it up on here. Michigan.
Yeah, if you go to his shit, it's his very first video. If you look, like, his first three are pinned. Don't look at those. It's gonna be like the fourth. It's gonna technically be the fourth one, but.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I did. I'm a fuck up.
I don't know why that was so funny to me. I think that shit in my head. I never say it out loud, though. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
His knife is dope.
It was a meat slap. Boom. There he is. You know you gotta get a meat slap in there.
Do you think he did it his first try? The, flip.
That's probably his third or fourth brisket.
What, for the day? Fuck you mean?
For that shoot. It's like, I gotta redo it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Nah, wait, he's the first big guy.
Video and production's pretty fire, man. I mean, I think it's the second podcast he's on. So he's gonna be like, fuck those guys at TSP. They don't do shit. I mean, we didn't have the picture. Fucking, couldn't even put the video up for the last episode he was on.
I forgot about that.
It was all audio. So yeah,
we're fucking up out here, boys.
Oh shit! Because this fucking thing was on.
Damn! Yeah, please. Cool. Stop. Too bad you could just crap it.
Hopefully now we just can ruin this episode.
Sweet warning, epileptic seizure alert.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I don't know. His YouTube's, I mean, that's the same shit. He's got a lot of good shit in here. I've used a lot of his ideas. What's up?
I was going to say, we haven't brought this up. I don't know how it's been doing as of late, but if you haven't already, we had a second vlog drop last week, I believe. So if you haven't checked it out already,
yeah, we did.
Check out Bobby Hall with the BA Sweeties Candy Company featuring the Cheesecake Factory.
That young boy right there, man. Probably 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
Youngster.
You think that Bobby Hall?
And the red polo, too. That's OG triple OG type shit.
Didn't have red high tops, though.
True. I was wearing Timberlands, though.
Yeah, why?
I don't fucking know.
Those work boots never seen no work.
Hey, those were in style, man.
Oh man,
I break them. They were cool. Actually, I wore them to Cleveland. So
yeah, I always wore some ridiculous shoes, some Jordans or something stupid that I didn't need to be wearing to my $12 job.
Charles Barkley's, dude. They were fucking.
Dude, those are sweet.
I'm gonna go shoe shopping.
Like two paychecks worth.
Shit.
Remember going to the mall, dude, and then going and getting some new shoes, some new high tops. I was like, these would look great with the red polo. I specifically got those for Meyer.
And then hitting up Nori Japan after.
And actually, was decked out immaculately when I went to the club back when, what was it, NBG Club, Clazelle, was it?
Yeah, I remember that place.
Yeah, I went there with a couple of Meyer peeps from the service area, and they made me
you a little rowdy? Shirt.
They made me change my shirt.
Oh, yeah, I remember the story, because it was game colors or something.
Well, I had my red high tops. I had, like, light light jeans.
Blooded out.
Yeah, it looked like a blood. Like, look at me, dude. You think I'm from the gang, a blood gang, dude? Anyways.
I took that as a compliment. I think I'm a blood.
I'm fucking cool.
I was trying to fucking do the signs and shit.
Yeah, like, right. Charlie. He's got to go. Because I thought I was a blood.
Yeah.
Is that street cred?
I don't know. I had to change my shirt,
Let's go record douchebag.
Dude, that was a hit.
A banger, yeah. No doubt. You should do a 2024 re-recording of that. Now that you got better
the remaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2024 boy, or a douchebag remaster would be lit. Way better equipment.
Fuck yeah, dude, I'm ready for it. I could do that.
So you get then the... we put that on. Then we put that on our socials.
In the year 2024,
on
maybe
the on the talkie if it sixth round.
Don't do it,
D'Lo. I think it's time to take a trip around the mill. There he is, baby.
Motherfucker,
you never
man.
Know.
Thought
you never
forgot.
Know.
I thought he forgot.
Never.
Never forget. Never forget. Forgot.
He's crazy boy.
I'm hoping he forgets one day. He's just like, hey, around the fucking falls out of the chair.
We're a little loaded up this week, aren't we?
We were, but we did get into a couple things already that were on the mill. Okay. But that's fine, dude. That's I mean, it comes on the conversation. It doesn't have to be specifically for the mill. I had the storms in there, and I had a little bit of that AFC North with Pittsburgh talk there. But it's all good, man. It's all good.
Oh, nothing specific. I didn't hear it in the. In the pre-pro, bro.
Oh, no. No, I don't think we talked at all about the mill and the pre-pro, other than the ones we added. But that's fine, because we still have a few things to talk about here. I'll start off with this one, the Carton Arc. Not the OG Carton Arc.
There's a new one?
Carton Arc in Troy, Ohio. And that's me, D-Lo.
Oh.
For the love of God, is there a video? Please say
it. Shit, man.
Oh, man.
Not a video.
You some video. Old dude chasing you around the parking lot. Those videos roll, dude.
Yeah, that'd
what are you doing there, lazy bones?
No, but
magnets on the shit.
Yeah, what a piece of shit.
That dude's gonna get shot.
I'm surprised he ain't. Well, I think he's wearing a bulletproof vest in the one video I saw. Like, dude, I don't know if Baltimore's the place you should be fucking doing this at.
Yeah, no, it's pretty hilarious content. What'd you do, but man? No, I was just walking. I got out of the gym, went to the Meijer, get some lunch for work, some items and such, and parked my car. And I'm on my way back from the store, and I was probably only in there for maybe 30, 45 minutes tops. And come back out, and then I see this next to my fucking car.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah, that's whack.
A makeshift cart corral?
In the corral, I can tell the corral's probably, what, four spots away, if that?
Not even. So my
it's
car
next
is
to
right
his
there.
Car.
Yeah, my car is right there to the left, the blue Frank Sinatra. And
I'm fucking out of here, man. I'm not doing this today.
But if you count over two more spots, it's in the third spot. So like one, two empty spots, bang, cart corral. So
that's
probably
a
like
prime time parking spot right there.
It is.
Yeah,
that's only three spots in, but that's pretty ridiculous. People, be better, okay? It ain't gonna hurt you to go over there. And then I think I find it hilarious. They have these signs on Meijer now. I don't know if you noticed where it says small cart, big cart, yeah. And people still fuck that up.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude.
Like people are just so like,
and I don't think the big cart fits very far. Like you know how it expands towards the rear, tapers out. Like it doesn't fit in there. So you go right. And fuck it up, put one big car in there. You can't get anything behind it.
Fucking morons, dude. And not just
I've done cart duty before. Enough back in those days that I would never, like, I'm always putting them shit. Plus, like I said, they're like every four fucking spots, there's a cart corral. So it's like, dude,
just yeah,
take the fucking 80 steps,
yeah.
If that, and then put the fucking cart back. God damn.
And I thought you know? I was bad because I tried to park near a car corral so I don't have to walk farther after I'm done unloading.
Same.
So it's just like, I don't know. It's not,
you know, a big deal. It's kind of this related, but I remember one time I was leaving work and I had my shirt on and I'm like walking out to my truck. Some fuckhead goes, hey, and then throws his card at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I just let it go. Like, all right.
I had like a row of like it was probably like 50 fucking carts. Like, I got plenty of them, dude. And this dude still did that. Here you go. Like, where am I putting this at, motherfucker?
Yeah.
They got that fucking machine button that pushes the cart for them. They just got to steer it. I remember I was back. I was out there in my days. It was my first job. I was like 16 pushing these carts. They give us like a fucking 10-foot rope and said you can only do 10 carts at a time. Like, dude, I got all these carts out there and you need carts now. I'm going to do it my way. Because I think I was out there. I was out there with another guy, good friend, back in the day there. And we would push, like you said, like 50 to 75 carts. Like, one would steer and one would just get down and like push, like you're pushing a fucking offensive lineman football sled down the field.
Chop, 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 chop.
It'd be like, dude, it's like a train stop going across the crosswalk, because we'd stop cars and they would start piling up because we're like probably 50.
It looked like a little train. You hear that bitch hitting the little grooves in the pavement?
But yeah, those were the days. Unless it was snowing, dude, you get like a half inch of snow, it's done so.
Saying hi to you 100 times at the door.
Who?
The blonde lady.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
The breeder. I can't remember.
She would love it if you had a dog. If you had pet food in your cart, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Derek would love if you had kids.
Whoa!
Bro!
Reckless speculation.
Wrong? Am I wrong?
No, just the way it sounds is bad. I mean, he was nice and giving pennies for the horses and shit, but
like I said, when he came to the photo kiosk, I didn't see any kitty shit, but I seen some wild shit on his phone.
So go home or go home.
Yeah, he needed to go home for sure.
Or jail, one of the two.
Yeah, I didn't see like that kind of shit, but he had some wild,
wild. You mean his stuff on his phone. The hooker he called his girlfriend?
Probably.
So he seemed very friendly.
Yeah, cart duty sucks. Probably, especially for you, Dylan. Nice job, Dylan. And somebody shit on the floor if you can come do that next.
Yeah, any kind of cleanup. Fuck that, dude.
What a shit time. I'm laughing because I've been there. But
it's like, dude, we have someone that
they had it all
around.
Fucking backwards, dude. It's like the people that like actually were doing some like real shit. I paid like $8 an hour. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, I think my first hourly was like $7.35, I think. I started at something like that. Bare minimum bone. I mean, it's not bad, I guess, when like the only thing you have to
you're in high school, so I mean that's good money for a high schooler.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy to think about compared to like where we are now with like real jobs and families to support and needing those jobs. Like, fucking you can't.
Well, there's like grown ass dudes working utility while I was there. And I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
They just need to have a job. I don't think they need that job, though. I don't think they're like trying to like support their.
They want, honey, I want to fucking push some carts. So,
you think someone wants to greet people at a store?
You're talking about retired guys. He's talking
about the greeters. I'm talking about the utility.
Yeah.
I did that shit too. I greeted for an 8-hour shift a couple times.
Well,
You weren't 55 years old.
100% confirms what we think about you. So,
what the fuck's that mean?
Well,
put it politely, he's calling you handicapped. All right. That's what he's saying.
What the fuck?
You did it all.
Moving on.
Blonde girl.
How'd you say hi, though? Dylan. Were you polite?
I mean, yeah, you'd be professional.
With the high tops and spiky hair. Super professional.
Wearing my red polo, red high tops.
Untucked.
Welcome to Meyer.
Yeah. Are you set tripping, cuh?
Your faded tattoo.
I was called a blood this weekend.
His lion tattoo, you talking about? I used to tell him he had Harry Potter tattoos.
So I like your ink. I like your tattoo. It's like, ah, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, I did it myself.
I hate needles.
Second team all league.
Hey, offensive MVP. Second team all district.
One of one.
Next dude, week it's we'll get snowing the update. Right now.
Yeah, we will.
Is it snowing?
Dude.
I hope not, because then
not here,
I'm looking at it, bro.
I'm gonna see some shit.
Not here, brother.
For the rain too? Oh fuck, that's not good.
I'm taking a picture, but it's in my screen.
But we'll move on to the mill. Here. And we're going to go to I may be up, right? But someone might be down, allegedly. Bruno Mars allegedly is down $50 million in gambling debt with MGM casinos. Now, that looks like a man who's not down. He has a fedora on, so you know he's a great man of fashion. You know what we're talking about, Bruno Mars?
There's a lot of links here. Now, sing one. Which one you got?
What's up?
You got to sing something. You know a Bruno Mars song?
Off the top of my head, probably can't get this goddamn thing to fit my ears over this
24 karat magic.
24 karat magic, something like that. I don't know.
Not quite, no. But you're getting there.
I lost. I don't have the tune. I need the tune to sing with. You know. I don't know.
24 karat magic in the air.
Wait, what is it? 24 gadget. Yeah. 24.
He's losing it now.
24
fucking yeah. 24 gadgets in my house.
One's a can opener. It's electric.
Something like that. Dude, I just
24 gadgets.
And I fucking hammered that note. You guys just laughing over it.
What is a pancake griddle?
Can't help it, man. It's your fault. But go ahead. Let's let the people know. Yeah, because as you see some of that first line, Bruno Mars might be in some hot water with MGM.
Whoa!
Hot water indeed. The 24 karat magic singer announced multi-year residency with MGM Reports International in 2016. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, he performs at MGM Grand Casinos. Is this right? And they pay him what, $90 million? And he's down $50 million. So is he really down? Probably not. But it's kind of crazy.
At the
though.
Poker table. So I mean, goddamn, he just sucks ass.
He just sitting there. Fuck it.
He's got
fuck
a it. Fucking two and a three, all in. Fuck it. Every hand, all in.
I need more chips.
I got a fucking seven and a three, all in.
He owed millions to MGM, and Vegas Insider told
LA. That one line right there, MGM basically owns him.
Yeah.
They do now, I guess, yeah. Well, I was wondering
I'm not real good at math, but he makes $90 million a year off of them, right?
That's what I feel like I'm missing.
But he's down 50. Like,
he should still have 40. But, I mean, like I said, that shit could just keep climbing. Or he's going to be just working for free.
Makes $1.5 million per night after taxes.
Yeah.
That's nuts, isn't it?
So then that means he essentially does 90 nights a year? 80 to 90?
Yeah.
Light work.
There's some shit how he used to fucking... He's been like a gambler for a long-ass time.
I mean, yeah, dude. You look like this, you're going to be gambling. No doubt.
Yeah.
No fucking doubt. Great singer. Great talent. Terrible gambler.
Shit gambler, I would say.
That's
real
pretty
shit.
Crazy.
Fuck this goofy guy. What else you got?
I didn't mean to take that off the screen, unfortunately, but speaking of crazy, Little Caesar's getting crazy with pepperoni crazy puffs.
Pizza.
A four handheld, you get four handheld pizza puffs with mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, and pizza sauce topped with a buttery garlic flavored drizzle, Italian herbs, and Parmesan seasoning.
You ever seen that video of the old couple doing like a commercial for some breakfast fucking place?
Buttery flaky fuck.
Buttery flaky crust.
Yeah.
He fucks up like 10 times in a row that they show. So how many more times?
At the end, the wife's like, let me do it. And then she fucks up. It's fucking hilarious. But yeah, man, I haven't tried these yet, but I've been seeing all like the, you know, all the people I follow on YouTube and shit, like Number Two Cheese, all the big food reviewers on TikTok and shit. I haven't seen one person say that these are ass. Like everyone's like like highly rating these. So I want to try them for sure.
How big are they for a dollar a piece?
I think they look like they were just like cupcake size.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't want them any smaller for that price.
Yeah, no, but yeah, everyone's raving about them, so I'm gonna have to give them a try here. Maybe that'll be the next Friday move. Get one of those.
I might do this afternoon.
A little Detroit style, you know.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Please, baby.
I might have to make some of my own here.
Go, that's fucking sketch. Might have to make some of my own here.
Why do you say it like that?
Turn it into sketch.
Yeah.
Why are you friendly? Like this?
I have to make some of my own here. But no, go click their logo and see if it'll take you to the. I wanted to see.
Well,
what a hot and ready is now.
$8.
Is that like six, eight?
Yeah, just eight. I just seen it.
You didn't see it? Bullshit.
Well, hold on. Large two topping. I'm on my phone. Large two topping pizza says $7.99.
Go down to the bottom. I think I might have seen it. No, large not. Round. Go down there. Large round. Right there.
What?
Yeah. Click the large round.
$6.49.
Okay. Yeah. Damn it. I don't do all this.
Which, honestly, for inflation, it's not that crazy.
Today's deals. Hold that. $7.99 for a two topping. $7.99 for 50%
off bread.
Isn't a hot and ready a fucking deal? Like, why wouldn't that be advertised? Isn't that what they're known for?
Well, I think it's like a shittier pizza. They make it seem like a shittier pizza, I should say. Scroll down. What do we got?
Try bacon and jalapeno.
More slices and sticks.
Hey, they're hiring.
Yeah, because the Detroit boys are, I think they're like, that's like 12 or 13 off rip.
Doing large round right there. For a,
he clicked it. You got to start a fucking order. It's stupid.
Oh, I didn't see him click. Yeah. Sorry. I was looking at my phone when I seen that.
I hate when websites do that. Just show me the fucking menu.
Dude, Subway's like this too. When we tried to look up, I couldn't remember the name. I mean, they changed their fucking subs all some stupid ass names. I don't know if you've seen that recently.
Yeah, we were just talking about last week.
Oh, yeah. The
Cowboy fucking, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was. I tried to tell the wife she was going to pick it up. And I'm like, just trying to look and see the menu, right? Okay, I understand it's regional. Okay, maybe they don't have the fucking Hawaiian sub here in Ohio. Whatever the fuck it is. Look it up. I can't get to the menu. I have to put in an address. I got to put in this. I got to sign into an account. Or
yeah,
be a get.
Sub.
Like, yeah. No. Where do I clock in? Where the fuck do I clock in for this shit? Jesus. What do I bring to the potluck? What do you want?
Yeah, sometimes that does the fucking opposite effect. Like, fuck you guys, then. I'm gonna go somewhere else. You made me go through the fucking.
We did. Firehouse. Roll. Fuck. We didn't. I wish we did. What else you got, Crankhead?
Got one more thing. Cleveland! This is for you! WWE coming to Cleveland, Ohio for SummerSlam.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Slamtastic.
For the first time.
August 3rd.
Yep.
Yeah, they were in Cleveland for SummerSlam back in 96, so it's been a long time. Yeah, and that was, I want to say that was held at whatever the basketball arena was called back then. So this is going to be at the football stadium. So it's gonna be a big fucking deal, man.
What was it called back then? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Gund Arena, actually. Gund Arena.
Yep.
So I'm excited, man. I went to last year's SummerSlam in Detroit. I'm obviously gonna be going to this one, especially it's at Cleveland Browns Stadium, dude. It's gonna be sick. And it's like a good time of year. You know what I'm saying? To do this in Cleveland. The place is going to be rocking, dude, right before football season. Like,
August 3rd.
Be awesome. This is like, their second or third biggest show, probably the third biggest show of the year. So I'm really looking forward to it. Last year was a lot of fun, and this is going to be exciting. So I think it'll be pretty Cleveland-centric, The logo even has, like, the Cleveland Brown stripes on it, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, for
and then the night before SmackDown. SmackDown's going to be at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse the night before, so be nice little profit boost for the city as well. So you love that.
You think it's gonna be a crime boost? You fucking wrestling hooligans walking around out there.
Detroit wasn't bad, so hopefully Cleveland's the same.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Maybe even get a WrestleMania one of these days if we build a new dome.
That's the talk. I mean, because April is usually the time when they do it. I mean, Philadelphia is going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, who knows what Philly's going to be looking like in April. But yeah, man, I think, if they got like a dome, and I know that's pretty polarizing thing right now, but you know, between fans of the Browns and whatnot. But yeah, I think easily you'd be able to get a WrestleMania or something like that in there. All kinds of big ass fucking, you know, shows.
Oh yeah.
Big concerts and shit.
It was rumored for a while that Cleveland was going to win the bid. And sure enough, man. So I signed up to get that pre-sale code. So hopefully I'll get it here whenever they just drop it. And we're getting that bitch. I think last year we spent, it was about 300 for a ticket. But
per ticket? Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Damn it.
I mean, because of the, you know, with the fees and shit.
Yeah. It probably was $80 to start.
Because you like, it's like big ass shows like that, like you don't want to sit on the fucking floor. I think that's just such a fucking waste of money. Because that one, it's going to be probably double or triple that price. And two,
not that great.
Whoever the fuck's sitting behind me, you're fucked for the whole night. Or if I sit behind some fucking.
Yeah, I'd be shitty if I saw your big ass like come fucking sit in front of me.
We did the lower tier off, just right off the floor. That's like the prime spot. Because you got, you know, you're kind of above and shit, and kind of see everything, and you're good to go. So that's gonna be the plan with that.
Nice. But are you guys going with you and your son?
No, I don't think, Jax, it'd be a little too. I've taken to him like a SmackDown, took the kids to a SmackDown like 2 years ago. We're getting a Raw coming to Toledo in June. I might try to take him to that because he'll be off school and shit.
That's a drive and all other shit too.
But yeah, this right here, it's a drive. I mean, that's a long show too. I mean, we wouldn't be getting home till, you know, probably 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'll be going with a couple. We were just talking with Glenn, my buddy Jake. We went together last year, so we'll be doing it again this year. I'm excited, man. I would love this is a part of the big four they call. You got your Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and then Survivor Series. Those guys, they've been fans, you know, longer than I have. So they've been to all four. So I eventually would like to be able to say the same, but we'll see.
What the hell is the Survivor Series exactly? I'm not familiar with that one.
It's changed over time, but back in the day, it'd be like teams of four up against each other in these like tag matches and shit, whether it be like factions or just random groups of dudes and
like fucking gang wars.
Just, you know, you survive, quote unquote. Now it's a little bit different where they'll pit like the shows against each other. Like you'll have a Team Raw versus Team SmackDown type deal. And now they do this thing called War Games inside of a cage and shit. So, but it's pretty cool. But yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Does that round her out?
That rounds it out.
Round it out.
Okay.
Round the mill.
Okay. We're going to have to add some things to the tier this week because I was looking, they're missing a couple crucial items. So I'll have to have you pull them up.
Let's do that but now.
Might as well put the disclaimer out now. Podcast listeners, it's probably the time you're going to want to probably jump out. Because I know, this probably isn't your guys' favorite part. But I know the YouTube people stick around because we're going to be tearing this week McDonald's breakfast, baby. Okay, we got the ambiance going. Everyone loves McDonald's breakfast. And we're going to do what we got to do here. How you doing? I'm Robert Hall, Jr. Got Dylan Savage here and Joe the Greek Macris. And we're going to rank some McDonald's breakfast. Go, first option.
Yes, sir.
A bacon, egg, and
cheese. You got the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel off Ripski. That's an A. I love all the bagel sandos.
It's the second best one.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit. B.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't like the biscuit?
I do. All right. But I'm not the biggest fan of the folded egg.
Oh, okay. You know what I feel?
Substitute that shit for the free. Now it's like $2 to fucking substitute.
$2?
Which I think is dumb. The round egg is worth that.
I don't care for the McGriddle. I don't hate it.
I don't know. I love it.
I'm not going to buy it.
I put it at a B, too. I don't hate it.
I'm a McGriddle boy, but it's the bacon one. B?
All right. Yeah. I never get the breakfast. A C? I mean, it's not bad. I just never will buy it.
Yeah, I don't ever get the platters. I'm always on the go.
Probably a C.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I'm going to put them both up there.
Hash brown's S tier. I mean, that's just classic. Iconic. Egg McMuffin.
B? It's a ham one, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
like we have some doubles in here.
Is that a fruit bowl?
So what are we doing with this one?
B.
That was a B.
You're at McDonald's. If you're going to McDonald's and you're trying to go some healthy route, like, what, just
I put that F myself. I don't know about you.
You're such fat fucks. Hotcakes and sausage, man. I don't get it that much, but as a kid, that was a banger.
I think it's a C. It's not bad.
Like a B.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll leave that other one down there. The next two down there. Like I said, if you're getting hotcakes and sausage.
This is an A.
It's a classic.
The McGriddle? I get one for the sausage one.
The regular McGriddle one's a B.
For real? I think it's shit. I didn't go down one. I'd go to C.
Yeah, I'd probably go to C. There's
nothing to it. I like the biscuit sandwich a lot. The sausage biscuit with the egg on it.
I like the one without egg better. Just like I said, the folded egg is just kind of weird.
All right, we'll throw them both in B. We'll call it even. Call it a day.
Fair.
Burrito is a staple over here. Honestly, we get them all the time.
Yeah, Jax loves those. So do I.
They're not that messy, you know.
Skip that one. And this one is a egg and cheese sausage, egg and cheese. McMuffin.
That's an iconic banger.
And then this is the sausage.
The regular
one
can be A.
Yeah. All right, what do you got left?
Some biscuits and gravy at McDonald's is underrated. I think that's an A.
Yeah. All right.
Same with that chicken. I always add cheese to that. That's so good.
This is the best sandwich ever.
Steak bagels, S tier. That's like one of the best things I've ever come up with. I don't know what the steak's made out of, but they make it fucking great.
It's the best dog food I've ever had.
They have like a sauce on there, like a cheesy sauce.
They call it their breakfast sauce.
It's like sort of like a hollandaise almost.
Yeah. It's so good.
Like
I
kind of
want to make this McGriddle up in S tier for me.
Throw it up there if you want to. I agree with the sausage one. I'm not going to like go out of my way to buy it, but if someone's like, hey.
If anyone is out there and they like the steak and you like McGriddles, get the steak and cheese McGriddle. Egg, steak, and cheese McGriddle, dude. It's a complete.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. You
can even do it in the app.
Will do.
So.
Give us a little harmony, man. McDonald's harmony. Come on.
I'm loving it.
Can't fucking deal with this guy, dude. He's like a little fucking shitty puppet. I don't know, man. He tell him to do something, he does it. Little dancing monkey over there.
That's our list.
Give him a treat. Watch him do something. God damn it, dude.
I'm gonna download that bad boy there. And then we can.
That's cool, man. Now I'm hungry, bro. God damn it.
And some background music, kind of, you know, probably has to be the go-to.
Add a little extra zip to that. Absolutely.
My image.
I forgot to talk at the top of the show. We were supposed to have our guy Matt Schmies on with us, Matt Smith, but he was a little under the weather this week, so he's going to push it back a week. So he'll be joining us next week for 172. So I'm looking forward to that. I already know we'll be, I think, most likely tearing cheeses. So get ready for that. We're going to be getting into it on some cheese talk. So very excited about that. He's gotten out of the golf game and the whole new endeavor, being a kind of a home improvement guy. So kind of came out of left field, but great. To our boy. So, well, we of course have to find out, get an update on the whereabouts of the one of one young D'Lo football poster signed.
Millions. Worth millions. Brain. He got bargain. Bargain.
It's in a dumpster somewhere.
No chance.
All right.
In a way. But, yeah. Solid episode with the boys yet again. Always look forward to it. I got some meats to finish smoking. Hopefully,
same.
This rain over here will hold off that we might be getting. I don't know. That would kind of suck. I hope not.
I got my Pit Bros 850 the Pro Series. Pretty
last big. Remaining bits of my weekend. The boy up there, I hear him blasting on some Fortnite. So you know he's having a good time.
Don't ape and, shit, huh?
Relax a little bit. So D'Lo, put a little bow on episode 171 and take us out.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give us the thumbs up and give us a like, follow, share, and smash that subscribe button and skull fuck that like button because Jesus it helps Christ. Us in the algorithms to get us out to newer listeners and viewers.
Sorry for cussing.
Be sure to subscribe here. We got to get that guy on fucking. He's on the highest of highs right now. There's no chance to get
you and Sketch fucking talking to each other. A1 content.
Yeah, it would be great. We would get along like, yeah, it'd be great. But
go ahead.
I hope everyone enjoyed their St. Patrick's weekend. Celebrate how you celebrate, and hopefully, you know, no one needs their stomachs pumped or anything like that. You drink responsibly here. Enjoy your corned beef hash and your corned beefs and any which way you like them. From myself, Bobby Hall, and Joe the Greek, a.k.a. Dollar Tree Malcolm Reed, cold smoking his cheeses and cheddars over there. You all have a wonderful week, friends, and we'll catch you back next week for 172.